good news. Good news, God reigns on earth as in heaven. Good news. Good news, the unspeakable gift is given. The unspeakable gift is given. The unspeakable gift is given. The unspeakable gift is given.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's sing hymn 129. The subject is praying effectively with the Christian Science Monitor. Definition of monitor: to watch, check, or observe for a special purpose. And a quotation from an article entitled From Brotherhood and a Newspaper by Robert G. Lawrence in the April 24, 1984, Christian Science Sentinel, and this is the quote: informative, reliable, intuitively presented articles give monitor readers a grasp of other people's needs and challenges so that our understanding of man's native brotherhood may come into effective focus. It stretches the bands of our love. It expands the limits of our compassion, our genuine care and concern for humanity. Humanity is what the monitor is all about. I'll be reading from the King James Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, 1 Peter. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Proverbs. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Luke. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the country a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Acts. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Hebrews. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Ezekiel, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more. Until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Philippians, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Psalms, The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And from Science and Health. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish, therefore it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. Spiritual rationality and free thought accompany approaching science and cannot be put down. They will emancipate humanity and supplant unscientific means and so-called laws. Peals that should startle the slumbering thought from its erroneous dream are partially unheeded, but the last trump has not sounded, or this would not be so. Marvels, calamities, and sin will much more abound as truth urges upon mortals its resisted claims. But the awful daring of sin destroys sin and foreshadows the triumph of truth. God will overturn until he come whose right it is. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. Here Christian Science is the sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into purer desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. The press unwittingly sends forth many sorrows and diseases among the human family. It does this by giving names to diseases and by printing long descriptions which mirror images of disease distinctly in thought. A new name for an ailment affects people like a Parisian name for a novel garment. Everyone hastens to get it. A minutely described disease costs many a man his earthly days of comfort. What a price for human knowledge! but the price does not exceed the original cost. God said of the tree of knowledge, which bears the fruit of sin, disease, and death, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The less that is said of physical structure and laws, and the more that is thought and said about moral and spiritual law, the higher will be the standard of living, and the farther mortals will be removed from imbecility and disease. God is infinite, the only life, substance, spirit, or soul, the only intelligence of the universe, including man. Humanity advances slowly out of sinning sense into spiritual understanding. Unwillingness to learn all things rightly binds Christendom with chains. Love will finally mark the hour of harmony, and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit. Before error is wholly destroyed, there will be interruptions of the general material routine. Earth will become dreary and desolate, but summer and winter, seed time and harvest, though in changed forms, will continue unto the end, until the final spiritualization of all things. The darkest hour precedes the dawn. This material world is even now becoming the arena for conflicting forces. On one side, there will be discord and dismay. On the other side, there will be science and peace. The breaking up of material beliefs may seem to be famine and pestilence, want and woe, sin, sickness, and death, which assume new phases until their nothingness appears. These disturbances will continue until the end of error, when all discord will be swallowed up in spiritual truth. Mortal error will vanish in a moral chemicalization. This mental fermentation has begun and will continue until all errors of belief yield to understanding. Belief is changeable, but spiritual understanding is changeless. As this consummation draws nearer, he who has shaped his course in accordance with divine science will endure to the end. As material knowledge diminishes and spiritual understanding increases, real objects will be apprehended mentally instead of materially. During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. In reality, the more closely error simulates truth and so-called matter resembles its essence, mortal mind, the more impotent error becomes as a belief. According to human belief, the lightning is fierce and the electric current swift. Yet in Christian science, the flight of one and the blow of the other will become harmless. The more destructive matter becomes, the more its nothingness will appear, until matter reaches its mortal zenith in illusion and forever disappears. The nearer a false belief approaches truth without passing the boundary where, having been destroyed by divine love, it ceases to be even an illusion, the riper it becomes for destruction. The more material the belief, the more obvious its error, until divine spirit, supreme in its domain, dominates all matter,
and man is found in the likeness of spirit, his original being. The broadest facts array the most falsities against themselves, for they bring error from undercover. It requires courage to utter truth, for the higher truth lifts her voice, the louder will error scream, until its inarticulate sound is forever silenced in oblivion. Already the shadow of his right hand rests upon the hour. Ye can discern the face of the sky, the sign material. How much more should ye discern the sign mental, and compass the destruction of sin and sickness by overcoming the thoughts which produce them, and by understanding the spiritual idea which corrects and destroys them. It may be said, however, that the term Christian Science relates especially to science as applied to humanity. One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry, whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed. The poor, suffering heart needs its rightful nutriment, such as peace, patience in tribulation, and a priceless sense of the dear Father's loving kindness. Much yet remains to be said and done before all mankind is saved, and all the mental microbes of sin and all diseased thought germs are exterminated. The cement of a higher humanity will unite all interests in the one divinity. The divinity of the Christ was made manifest in the humanity of Jesus.